All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You can go back and listen to it. This Brian Kelly thing, also details of, you know, the address was about 2 minutes. He didn't take questions from players and walked out. Now, I'll just tell you this. I got no problems if Brian Kelly's offered $15 million a year to go to LSU. Listen, somebody turns around and offers you double or triple what you're making. What are you going to do, say no? I'm not mad at Brian Kelly. But how do you stand in a room with 100 young men, 85 of which are on scholarship, some of whom you just recruited, and you don't have the decency to take their questions? You don't have the decency to give 30 minutes of your day?
Yeah.
To go, fellas, listen, you're not going to understand what I'm doing, and maybe you hate my guts right now, but listen, what? Talk to me.
Yeah.
That is just bizarre to me. That takes a special human.
Why if you're one of those kids, like would you even show up to the 7 a.m. meeting?
Well, I don't think everybody showed up.
Good.
Because they knew on social media. But like in this business, it's different. If you leave, they don't let you say goodbye.
Well, speaking
of which, if I end up leaving here, I won't be able to say goodbye. It won't be because I don't want to. It'd just be because you're forbidden. You left. Take them off the air. Like, it's just a different industry. You don't get to hold a team meeting at your radio show.
Could you imagine? You're the assistant coaches on the road recruiting, and
you're in someone's house.
Right. And all of a sudden, their little brother comes up and says, "Hey, coach, head coach is leaving." Son, you don't know what you're talking about. Brian Kelly, no, it's right here.
Can I get
here.
Some more Master Choli?
Right. Give me some of that Master Choli. And no, it says he's leaving. Wait, let me pick up the phone and call.
Right.
Hey, coach, it's going to voicemail.
Here's the other thing, locally speaking. Now, look, Tucker's got his 9.5. He outperforms it. Someone's got to pay him 12 or 13 to leave. Fine. Cool with it. The Harbaugh question's interesting. Because last night, they're making this big to-do about him donating money that he may or may not achieve in his bonus. I don't really care. Because the reality is, all right, fine, let's say he hits his bonuses and donates it. What's his new contract going to look like? Because all of this going on right now, it's almost like MSU started this.
It did.
They kind of pushed the domino and went, boop. And everything since, I think if State had waited, it would have ended up being a bigger number.
It would have.
Or they would have gotten themselves in trouble because, hey, you can laugh and do whatever you want. If you don't think Tuck would at least have gotten an interview in one of these jobs, I don't think you're paying attention.
Put it this way, Mike, I think that he would have been flown out to Norman or he would have been in South Bend already if he was still available.
What about Florida?
He could have been in Florida as well.
Florida's the one that strikes me. Hey, the LSU thing, Scott Woodward wanted big game hunting.
Right.
Okay.
You're right. I could see him at Florida.
Let me ask you a question. Who'd you rather? And look, I think Billy Napier's a really good coach. He's done a great job with Lafayette. He's a Nick Saban disciple. He's a lead recruiter in Louisiana. Has all the contacts. That's who LSU probably should have hired.
Right.
But if you're Florida, would you rather have Napier or Tuck?
You probably would want Tucker.
Already shown he can come in and get quick results.
That's why I think one of the other reasons why I think guys like ESPN was like, guys, wrap this thing up.
Right. What's
because
the number?
I see what's coming. Yeah.
But it's just funny, too, is like, has Mitch come out of his coffin to write another pearl-clutching piece?
No. No, he probably will wax poetically about, oh, how Michigan won the game.
He's probably back in Aspen.
I was sitting right there.
Or writing another play nobody cares about.
I was sitting next to Bo in the stands.
Somebody on Ticket Tech did ask that question, but no, I don't see anything.
No?
From Mitch's album yet.
I'm sorry. Blanche or Charlotte or B. Arthur, none of the Golden Girls have written a pearl-clutching piece?
Don't see anything yet.
Wojo didn't get up there. And all the optics, the money, like he did on the work Sunday night.
I did see him tweet something last night and say that Michigan State did a good thing by getting the deal done before everything.
Oh, now it's a good thing.
That. No, it was sarcasm.
Oh, it was?
It was sarcasm.
Well, honest to God, we need to get Wojo in for mental evaluation. He's all over the place. All over the place. The guy wins the Big Ten and loses his mind.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
But now, he's going to be Milton from Office Space screaming for the streamlined stapler. Burn the building.
You asked the question before we went to break. You asked the question of, can this be fixed? Can this thing be fixed in college football? Well, I think you know the answer to that.
No.
You say this all the time. Everybody, a lot of people say this. You cannot put
is it broken
back in the tube.
My question is it broken?
Or
when Notre Dame can still make the playoffs and a coach leaves, I think that's busted. Now, that's an unintended consequence of the early signing period.
Maybe you have to come up with new rules, but look at it like this, Mike. This all started because Bruce Feldman came on one Saturday and said, oh, you know, LSU's looking at Mel Tucker. He's probably going to go there. Wait, what? Maybe it should be some moratorium saying you can't touch a coach until their season is over. But
but you can't stop the agent from talking.
Right, but think about it. The second he said that, everything went into motion. Instead of waiting to the end of the season, because once you fire a coach in the middle of the season,
right.
Now it's I don't care. I don't care if I'm interrupting your family meal. I'm calling. Hey, would you like to go out on a date?
How many assistants are going with Kelly?
I don't think any.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything yet.
Oh, it's the Saban plan.
I think it was the empty plane that flew back.
What is Kelly
doing? He's trying to get Marcus Freeman, but I'm not sure that happened.
He promised Marcus Freeman he would be the highest paid coordinator if he came down here to run his defense.
Freeman's already recruited a top 10 recruiting class to Notre Dame. He's a stud. If you don't know who Marcus Freeman is, look him up. Young, I think he's like 32, 33 years old.
Yeah.
He was an ace defensive coordinator at Cincinnati, a big part of their rise. Goes to ND. He did an unbelievable job from week 1 to week 12.
Everybody wanted him. Tucker went after him. Oh. Harbaugh went after him.
He needs to be hired somewhere. Yeah. I think the best thing he could do, you ready for this? Here's your conspiracy. Let me give you a local conspiracy. Freeman says to hell with this whole ND thing. Gets paid $3 million a year to go to Ohio State for 1 year. Turn that whole damn thing around. Then Marcus Freeman gets a huge Power 5 job. Haj Badilla.
Wow.
Texas?
Rhombus?
I hate both of you.
Go to the people. Rob's in Brighton. Rob, what's going on, buddy?
Mike, we love your show at work, man. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Oh, Rob, thank you very much. What's up?
Hey, guys, whenever you talk college football, I always got to call in. I never get on, but I'm a diehard ND guy. I have family that went there. My boss got his MBA from there. Actually, get the siren ready. Talk to one of the coaches this morning.
Okay? Give it to him.
Okay. So they're giving it to Marcus Freeman. That's the consensus.
And it's the right move, Rob.
100% it is. No coaches. This should tell you how big of a D-bag Brian Kelly is. When Lincoln Riley took the USC job, right, he's taking three or four coaches with him. The coach that responded to my boss's text this morning said none of them are going. But I did just see Pete Sampson just tweeted out that LSU is offering Tommy Reese $400,000 over what ND's paying him. So Jack Swarbrick is meeting with him this afternoon. But I'm not mad that Brian Kelly left, guys. It's like you guys have been saying, how he left. Like, he did the same thing at Cincinnati, so the writing was on the wall. But I talked to John Jansen about this morning when I called in because I was so heated. John said, double siren. John said he would have went to the meeting, and I agree with David. Who in the right mind would go to this meeting? And John was all prideful, and when Greg Madison left, blah, blah, blah. you know, I'm thinking, so there was 23 kids out of 120 players on the team or whatever. 23 kids went. You guys said he spoke for 2 minutes, turned around and walked out. Who does that?
Yeah.
A psychopath.
I've heard that maybe, you know, a former Lions kid who plays for the team did not show up for that thing. Just
not. I'm not giving you.
You know who did it best was Scott Frost. When Scott Frost left UCF, guys, he committed to Nebraska. He stayed with them until their bowl game. And, you know, he was committed to those players. He was committed to that team. Shame on LSU and the losers down there, the rats, and they're, you know, walking in, you know, swinging, whatever, and their bravado. You know, they gave Kelly an ultimatum, obviously.
Sure they did. I mean, Rob, honestly, it's probably, here's the offer, it's yes or no while you're on the phone.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.